Madam Clerk.
Item number 7, from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute the second flight phase of a 6-year license agreement and enter into a professional services contract providing for the acquisition of a countywide high-resolution digital orthophotographic and oblique imagery. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, where it was approved by a vote of 6-0. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. My name is Bill Shaw, and I'm currently the manager of the McCandless, or the Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System. I'm here to answer any of your questions about the approval of this resolution or give any background.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. Well, good to finally meet you in person, Bill, who we've talked on the phone. What was the reason why SewerPAC paid 80% in the past and this time we're on our own?
The Southeast Regional Planning Commission runs or processes a 5-year planning cycle for transportation and planning throughout the region, and they had access to state transportation funds, and so they paid 80% of the previous flight. So the county paid $23,000, and the state paid something in the order of $90,000 or $92,000.
So what is without them? What is the source of our funds for this? Are do any of the other partners pay into this, or is this all tax levy, or how is this funded?
This is all paid for by retained fees for recorded documents, and the first $10 of every recorded document that for land transfer at the Register of Deeds office collects that $10. $8 goes for the county and $2 goes for the state. We're using the $8 portion of that. Last year, our recorded document retention was 115,000 documents, and so then multiplied by 8, and that's the funding that pays for the positions in the McCandless area and then also for our projects, or projects related. Those funds are segregated for purposes of land information collection and distribution for the entire county.
All right. And then what are other people using this for, that 2 years is the cycle that we're updating this? I mean, it seems like not much is changing. Been developing that much land and whatnot, so why are we on such a short timeline?
Well, we found through work with the City of Milwaukee and with other assessment cycles that they make use of a tighter cycle. Now, obviously, when we started this in 2006 on a 2-year cycle, there was a lot more development going on. So when we entered into this agreement, which is contingent on funding being made available, when we entered into this, we were experiencing the last time we had done a comprehensive set of flight, it was in 2005. So I'm kind of mixing things here with the oblique photography was done in 2006, but 2005 we did orthographic photography. And so we had a difference of 5 years, and so there was quite a bit of development that went on in that 5-year cycle. And so then we determined through the board or the McCandless Steering Committee and agreed to that we would try to do this on a 2-year basis and going 2 years out. So there's no real predictive, I guess, in terms of who or what's going to be developed within that 2-year cycle. And so we're currently expecting to do it again.
I appreciate that. I'll move.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns? Can you please call the roll on the motion to or is it to concur with transportation and public works?
Concur.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Lipscomb?
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number 8, Madam Clerk.